I like to think about what I first do when I enter a space for the first time, and this is a new space for me. Or it was a new space for me 5, 6 days ago. It's elusive. This space is elusive. First has some unusual qualities. One of them is that the floor of this space, which is possibly the first thing I will glance at when I walk into a dance studio, this floor is so unique. It has certain bizarre qualities. One is that it's very, very, very shiny. And the other thing that I've never, ever been in a dance studio where the floor has words printed on it. The absurdity of having words, dancing on words, or stepping on words, or walking on words, or lying down on words. And then the other quality of this space is that it has a huge expanse of air, ceiling, and which gives a special possibility for moving in, that the ceiling is so far away. You can almost feel like you're outside. However, that the other quality of this space is that it has a few windows. Otherwise, it's quite contained. It's a white walls, painted. So looking at everything in the space, I think first thing I do is notice what it feels like. I make an educated guess about what it feels like and what it sounds like. It feels like to touch, it feels like to make a sound. And the other interesting thing is that there are these rectangular, shiny, white heaters. So it's like a second wall. Of course, they're hot, which is fantastic. You can lean on them like they're a wall. And they mirror, visually, they mirror something about these window doors. They're stripes, but they're in different directions. The heaters have vertical stripes, like a standing person, and the windows have horizontal stripes, and that's somewhat like a prison. It has a kind of institutional feeling. The other thing that's immediately obvious when walking into this space is that it's got a big echo, and it's kind of muddy, and you really have to focus your attention to find the source of the sound. If someone's speaking, you don't quite know which direction to turn. And then, of course, the special conditions of a dance studio are that often there are other people in it. So the other people create a whole different, they are the space that you're in. They are as much of the space as the floor and the walls. Not only do they direct your attention to the architecture by just being in the architecture, but they are architecture as well. The natural light is very limited, particularly because the sun has not been shining very much, but also because there's things that obstruct the light coming in the windows from the outside. And without this an amount of light. When it gets later in the day, the sun goes down inside the space, and it can create a kind of sleepy atmosphere. Also has a disco ball hanging from the ceiling, very close. And the disco ball produces visitors, because sometimes it always moves in the air, and the light does move on the walls. And only when I've really put my energy into looking at the ceiling do I notice these quite interesting and beautiful wood. The only wood in the space besides these containers is the trusses on the ceiling. And they're really interesting trusses. They have some extra, I don't know the name of this kind of truss. I've hardly ever seen it, but it has some diagonal bracing in a counter dimension to the actual truss. I'm sure it has a name, and I don't know why it's needed. I can only guess. My map of where this studio is about 30 meters long, because I'm sleeping in a house that's 30 meters from the studio, and it's in a compound. It's in a kind of walled area, which I never go out of. There's mud, there's dirt, the ground is dirt, and it's muddy, it gets wet, it has puddles. And there are plants, some wild, some sticky that hurt when you touch them, and some flowers out of nowhere, beautiful irises, beautiful purple flowers. So it's a very strange condition. I usually have quite a map of arriving at the workplace. And this, I could almost just wake up, roll out of bed, and be here. And next to this studio is a kitchen. Without the kitchen, I think this would be a very difficult studio to be in. You walk out of the studio, take one step, and you're in the kitchen, and everything about the behavior and activity and focus changes. And that's very, very special to have. So I can segue to talking about the studio where I live, that I built. And so there was a lot of intention in it to make a lively space. That studio is a large rectangle. It's all wood, because everything where I live is built in wood. And it has windows across the whole south side, across the whole east side, and I didn't put as many windows on the north side because there would be no walls. And I live in a very, 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 very cold climate where people don't ordinarily put much glass anyway. But to have a studio for me, I had to have windows and natural light. And the west side is attached to the living space that was there before. There's always movement of light in this space. It's always, always moving. the proportions of the space were built on the golden standard. The roof is a cathedral roof like this. It's not flat, so you can see the structure of the trusses that hold up the roof. And in the middle of the trusses is the heater, which allowed us to build such a big space. The heater is an industrial infrared heater, which is just a long pipe with a small reflector, and the pipe pushes the gas flame through the pipe, and it heats the objects instead of trying to heat the air. So it heats the floor and it heats your body when you're in the room, but you don't have to heat up the room for long before you go in. And it's a very cold climate, 20 below centigrade often. The room was built just to cover a floor, and the floor is maple hardwood, and it's just oiled, so there's no plastic anywhere. There are how many doors in this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 doors go into the studio, some of them going into the living space and some going to the outside. This also is very crucial. And you can look out the gigantic space of windows and just really just watch the landscape, the animals and people. I don't find it too beautiful, but other people find it distracting. This is the dance studio.